Every time I give a piece of paper this out, I will have 10 of you come and say, this is not right. And then somebody else will come and say, this is not right. So when they get all 10 pages with 10 different things that were not right, I ask the person, what about this sentence? This sentence is good. This sentence is good. This one is not good. Then I go to that one. You say that this is not right? No, what about this one? This is good. And it's amazing how the English speaking people, 10 people in one room will find 10 typos here, and they will never agree about anything. So I don't even bother about that anymore. Apple said it's right, then it's right. Microsoft Word says it's right, it's right. And some things they don't get the idea anyway. I'm going to just start this thing today, and I'm going to leave it with you. And we'll continue next week. Folks, I don't know how many of you here this morning realizes that the words that you speak carries weight. Do we realize that? Have you ever stopped to think that many times a word you may say to someone that loves you or someone that you love can change the whole day of that person? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah.
You know, I often wonder if we would be so considerate to think about the words that we say, either to other people and in many instances to ourselves. If we would consider, you know, if we would stop and think and consider that those words carry weight, I believe that we wouldn't say many of the things that we say. And sisters, God has gifted you. I know some men that are as bad as y'all. God gave men muscles, and somebody said, and God gave women the tongue. You know, it takes real talent. It takes real talent to take a statement out of context and talk and fuss about it for 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. Are you with me here? And many of us fail to understand that the words that we are talking, they carry weight. They will influence in a great deal in the outcome of our lives. My question to us is, what are we speaking or repeating over our lives lately? What are you speaking over your lives lately? In some cases, we are repeating. I'll say this as many times as I have to say. That the blessed of the Lord doctor says, you have a bad heart. I said, I do not. Yes, you do. I do not. Here's the proof. I don't care about that. You will never, ever, 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 ever be able to convince me to speak something negative over my life because some machine said so. What if you do have that? God will override it. Amen. Didn't he say, I will bring health and healing, right? So if healing is what I need, whatever the machine said, God will override it. whether it's automatic prayers or a supplement. What are we repeating over our lives lately? You know, folks, many of us don't realize that our words will count. Our words will count. Listen to Proverbs 18:21. Read it with me. The tongue. And those who love to talk. Stop and think about this. If you love to talk about what the doctor says that you have, although you may not have it, you will end up having it. Are you with me so far? How do you get that idea? The end of the verse. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences of it. Let's make it a little interesting. May I have the backslide translation, Brother Harry? Words and words, they're either poison or fruit. You choose. My question to you this morning is, what are you choosing to speak over your life today? You know, there's nothing wrong for you to look in the mirror once in a while you're in your shower. You good looking thing. What? Yeah. Your words can kill you. Or your words can be healing, can be balsam, can be fruit, can be nourishing. So folks, I want to challenge us today. Let's choose wisely what we speak over our own lives. Recently, a young lady with her husband came to me and said, can you pray for me? So it depends. What do you mean depends? I'm your sheep. I said, are you a stubborn one or a listening one? Pastor, what is the problem? I'm fat. I said, oh no, I'm not going to pray for you. Please, can you ask the Lord for me to shed 20 pounds? I said, no. Lord, help her get free from pizza, from burgers. You had to go there, didn't you? I said, yes. Why? I said, because I'm going to ask the Lord for you to shed 20 pounds. And once you do, you're going to have an extra large pizza with triple cheese, pepperoni sausage, and all the junk that comes with it. So what's the point? Why would you call yourself fat?
Because I am fat.
No, you're not fat. You are a little bit out of shape. Are you with me here? One time I met a man. I was in sales. I met a man. I had to go to his house. This man was so big, he could not get off of bed. There was somebody was caring for him 24/7. And I was bold enough to ask him, so when you go to the doctor, how do you go? He said, somebody brings in a lifter to lift him off bed. And the stretcher to carry him has to be reinforced and extra wide. While we were there, I was there with the other colleague, Domino's pizzas came in. 24 wings, extra large deep pan pizza, you know, the thick one, with extra cheese, pepperoni, sausage, bacon, and ham. And I'm looking. No wonder you are in the condition that you are. you really are fat. If you come to that point that somebody has to bring a drag, a lift to get you out of bed, you're in bad shape. But because you have some extra pounds, why would you call yourself fat? Are you with me so far?
Yes.
So what you're saying? Be careful the words that you choose to speak about yourself. The words that you speak over yourself. Because words kill. And words gives life. And this is why I told you, you know, it doesn't hurt here and there every other day. Look at me, you good-looking rascal. May God continue to bless you and fill you with health. Amen? Your words can bring a big difference in your life. My friend, you don't understand. I have pain. Wrong word. You're saying that you have pain.
How do I supposed to say?
I am afflicted, or I've been molested by some pain. I don't have it. There's a difference. It's possessing in a temporary stage, a temporary instance. The words that we speak over ourselves can make a great difference in the outcome of our lives. Recently, I went to a place to take care of some church business. So, the manager of the office had a birthday. And I'm thinking, what's all the commotion around here? It's Pat's birthday. Oh. She comes in, she says, what about my birthday? So I was asking what is all the commotion. And then I complimented her, I hope I'm looking that good when I'm 39. She said, you're so sweet. I said, I know, Mom said that. She said, honey, I'm going to go on 70. I said, what are you drinking? So we were joking. Then the young lady behind the counter said, did you say you're going to hope to be looking good when you're 39? I thought you would be about 40. I said, I know. I look this good on purpose. I said, you're joking. The words that you speak over you, they can be either poison, you know, or they can be a balm. So why am I going to be repeating that I have diabetes, that I have blood pressure, that I have cholesterol, that I have pain, that I have whatever they say you have? What have you been speaking over your life lately? You want to see something crazy? Brother Harry, may I please have the English Standard Version on this one here, and then the HCSB. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. When you say that you have high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, you're going to eat your words. This is what he's saying. What are you speaking over yourselves lately? Come on. Watch this. Holman Christian Standard Bible. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it eat health. What do you mean eat health? Speak healthy and positive words over yourself. A beloved soul came to me recently. Pastor, I want you to pray that God will fill my head with hair like you did for Sister Masha. My hair is all falling. You get the point? Wrong word. How should I say then? I'm not quite happy with the way that my hair are behaving right now. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Instead of declaring that your hair all falling. What's the problem? Life and death is on the power of the tongue. What are you speaking over your life lately? Dr. Daniel Santos, he is on the Chesapeake Ear, Nose and Throat Clinic, Chesapeake Clinic of Maryland. They have like 5 outlets. So, a few years ago, I went to renew my pilot's license, which expires today, the 18th of November, and I have to go renew my stuff again. October, so it's next month. He said, "You have a bad sinus." I said, "Well, doc, I'm sorry, but I disagree with you." "You can disagree as much as you wish. You have a bad infectious sinus." "I'm sorry again, I disagree with you." "Well, it's not up for agreement or disagreement." "You have it." "No, I don't." So after some 10 minutes, "You know what, let's stop this. Let me give you some antibiotics." And then I ask him, "What is the side effects?" "Well, it's mild. I mean, some people have been, you know, reported that they vomited and they got dizzy and their liver got affected." I said, "And you call this mild?" "So you are telling me that I have bad sinus?" "Yes. And you want to give me antibiotics that could destroy my liver, cause me to vomit, nauseate, and pass out?" "I disagree with every single thing that you said this morning. So I can help you. So thank you." I got up and I left. "What do you do?" "Well, thank God for praying people." "So, sweetheart, the butcher at the Chesapeake said that I have this and that and the other, which, you know, I don't agree with him. So let's reverse the words of this man." So she prayed with me. While I went down south, my niece, which is a registered nurse, registered nurse, that's what you call, right? RN. And she's deciding to become a practitioner nurse. She said, "Uncle, I'm going to prescribe all your blood tests. And let's do some other tests too." I said, "No. Why not? Why am I going to look for something that's not there?" She said, "Well, you'll never know." "No, I don't want to know. If it's not there, I don't have to be looking for it. Because when you start looking for something that's not there, you end up finding it." You know, y'all may disagree with me, and that's okay. And let me say this. If you do, what do you call that stuff? Pap smear, right? Pap smear, right? If y'all do that, hey, great. More power to you. Are you with me here? I'm not condemning you here and saying that you're going to go to hell if you do. I'm not saying this. But at one point I told my wife, "No, you're not going to do this nonsense every year. What kind of nonsense is this?" And they, the doctors downtown, wants her to be there every 6 months. I said, "No." "Well, we just want to prevent." You're not going to prevent something that is not there. Well, they, of course, got mad, upset, bent out of shape. I'm not going to be speaking poison into my wife's life. You know, there may be nothing there, but all the squeezing that you go through, they may end up finding something, not because you have, but as a result of the squeezing that you go through. Give me a break. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And she has not had the pap smear for 10 years. And she will never have breast cancer. Amen. Done. I'm speaking life, not death. End of story. What are you speaking over your life lately? But the doctor, I don't care about the doctor. Guess what? The doctor may say whatever he wants to say, but my God says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 6, on the backslide of translation, that he has been carrying us till this day, and he will continue to carry us until we are old and gray. End of story. There was a divide of understanding that called my house, and I saw that number several times. They've been calling my home 2 times a day. So every time I check, hello, click, click. So I write down the number. And I call back. Hello, this is health, blah, 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 health, divine, no, health center, blah, 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 blah. I said, how may I pray for you? Oh, no, 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 nothing of a kind. But do you know that in the United States now, 1 out of 5 people will suffer from rheumatic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, some kind of arthritis, and pain disease, how may I pray for you? No, 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 we have this new breakthrough science that will help you to prevent rheumatoid arthritis, something like this. I said, who told you that I'm going to have that? Well, 1 in 6 Americans, I don't care about that. I am not the 1 in 6 American. Take my name from your calling list. And then I just went to star 77 and blocked their number. Go fishing in a lake full of piranhas. What are you speaking over your lives lately? There is life and there is death on the words that comes out of our mouth. So while I was down south, one of the tests that I had to do, they call eye bags, right? Where they supposed to have the evil chronic sinus. I said, girl, if this thing hurts me, I'm going to spank you. My sister said, go for it. Mom! I said, I will. So we go to see this dude. Thank God it was cheap. It was like 30, 40 bucks. They spray something in my nose. I said, I don't like this. She said, what's wrong? I said, it's itching inside my nose. And it's burning. Oh, it's just clean up. So if you're going to clean up, what are you going to see? Uncle, just relax. So the guy goes with a machine, and he goes, whatever the thing is, and he goes, say, hey, don't hit my eyes. And he goes all the way up there. When he finishes, he says, clean as a whistle. Would I have accepted the word of this man here? I would have a nasty chronic sinus. Are you with me here?
Yes.
What are you speaking over your lives today? Be careful. The book says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And those who love to talk about it will eat its fruits. You don't need to eat the fruit of whatever the doctor says you have. Eat the word of God. Brother Harry is not on the list, but I think it's very convenient to finish with John 6:63. Whatever you've been told by the doctor, it's all right. No, it's not all right, but it's all right. Don't eat what he gave you. Eat this. It is the Spirit who gives life. Is that right? The flesh profits nothing. Eat this. The words that I speak to you are spirit Eat that word. Eat that word and live. Eat that word and be healthy. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen?
So, what about what the doctor said? What about it? What about it? I will not say that I have diabetes. I will not say that I have chronic sinus. I will not say that I have whatever. High blood pressure. I will not say that I have cholesterol. I will not say that I have whatever arthritis. I don't have arthritis. I stop eating cheese. So arthritis can take a shot at me. End of story. What are you speaking over your life lately? Consider the power of your words. Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I revoke every negative word I have spoken over my life, over the life of my family, and even over the life of friends. I'm so sorry. I ask you for forgiveness. Wash me in your blood.
Purify my lips.
I renounce.
I nullify.
I disagree.
I reject.
Every negative word. That has been spoken over my life. By friends. Family members. People in the medical field. And even myself. I renounce. I destroy it. I nullify it. I void it. In the name of Jesus. I will not have
none of this stuff
they've said I have.
I
don't have it.
I
will never have it.
And I don't
want to
have it.
Because I am healed. You brought health and healing to my body. I take it.
I
will stick with it.
And I declare
that I am blessed
far above and beyond
what I can think or ask. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll
continue next week.